Question. Shalosh Shamas Liyama means how high, how steep was it? When it went up when 1 amah height, it went long 3 yamas. Chutz mekiv shasham mizbeach, excluding the kevus applying all got to mizbeach. Shu shalosh amish umachzo. V'yetzpo shlish etzpo v'zachruso. Because all the other planks had that at one. Just the one big plank going up the top of the mizbeach, that was a little bit different. That when it went up 1 amah, it went long. Chutz mekiv shasham mizbeach. Shoyisholish amos umachzo, it went long 3 amos and a half. Viyet by another finger, or shlitzes by the third finger. Vizachrusa with the little fingers, and there it was a little bit not so steep, since you had to carry up the heavy things. It was a little bit longer than the height. And there's all the other ones. When it went up 1 amah, it went long 3 amos. Here, when it went up 1 amah, it went long 3 and a half, and an etzpa. And a shlish, a third of an etzpa. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So just let the tape end off to the end of the side. Then start over on the other side. We'll start the next daf on the other side of this tape. Just wait till the tape ends, and then we'll start over again. Sorry. Any side on the Azor, it's okay. V'necholos lefnim min akloyim lezichre kuna. A zachor, a man kain, is allowed to eat from the shirayim of the mincha, and he can eat it any place inside mefnim akloyim, the curtains of the mishkan, and order in the base of Migdash, any place inside the azara, he's the zichrei kun is allowed to eat from the shirayim of the mincha. Tochom Michael, any way of eating, whether it's baked or cooked, and liyoyim v'layla at chatzos is allowed to eat it that whole day, and the night also up until chatzos. Gemara says, Omer Reb Loza, Mincha shenik mitzvah b'heichel, a mincha that the kohen makes the kmitza inside the heichel, inside the kodesh, not only in the azara, but he goes inside the heichel, inside the kodesh, is k'shera, still it's a kashra kmitza. Where's the proof? Shekei motzino b'silek b'zichem, because we find this on every Shabbos, by the lechem aponim, the kohen takes off the b'zichem from the shulchan, and that's considered like a kmitza for the mincha, Rashi says. Shein askoro leminchas lechem aponim, kirechsi vois lechem liaskoro, umatirin es lechem, that's what's matta tita lechem. Vesilukan shal shumi al shuchon, hapnim shebechol, pomokim kmitza demnochis, hanakimotzis. So the siluk of the besichim on the shuchon, which is in the heichon, the kodesh, that's pomokim kmitza. Therefore, regular kmitza also is kosher to be made there. This the Gemara says, Mosiv Reb Yimya. Reb Yimya asked the question. The Pasuk says, Vekomatz Misham Mimokim Shiraglei Hazara Medis. You should make a kmitza over there from the place where the Raglei, the feet of Hazara, are standing. So Rashi says, before this talking about Devi Hazar of Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, Vekomatz Misham Alei Kumsai. That when a regular Zar brings a Mincha to the base of Migdash, so from the place where he is still standing, that's the Mokum where the Kohen can make the Kemitza. So Rashi says, the Avminu is right now, meant to say it's also Ben Ulam Korsi, Shein Zar Nichnas Hashem, but further in, inside the base of Migdash, where a Zar cannot walk there, that Mokum is possible for the Kemitza. And for sure then, in the Heichel itself? So that's the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah says, V'komets Misham, Mimokim Shiragli Azar Oimdois. Ben Besei Rama says, Minayin, how do I know? Shim Komets Bismoil. If the Kohen makes the Kemitza with his left hands, Shayachza V'yikomets B'yamin, he has to do over again to make the Kemitza with his right hand. Rashi says, Shayachma means HaKemitz, Odech HaShrayim, he has to put the first Kemitza back into the Shrayim. And the Chiddush is, we do not say that it's possible, but he could do it over again. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Misham means Mimokim Shekomatz Kvar. The Pasuk says, Komatz Misham means even from a place that a Kemitza was done to it, still you could do it over again. In this case, when the Kemitza was done with the left hand. And he could be army, so call for him to Kasha. He would be Yim Yudashin, that a Kemitza is possible if it's in a Mokim where the Zar cannot stand there, and the Zar cannot go into the Heichel. So Mor says, Ika di Yami, some say, who most of love, who mafarakalo. He asked the question, he himself gave the answer. And Nikadiyami, some say, Omele Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlipa. That was Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlipa. I'll answer you the question like this. I'll answer you, Lenitzchay, you know what this pasuk is going to teach us over here? When the pasuk says, Vekomatz Misham, that we darshan Mimokim Shiragli Azara Medes, and the Chiddush is, Elihach Shekol Azara Kula. It's coming to say, all the Azara is kosher. Rashi says, the lowly boy Ayyaracham is Vesifon, and the Chiddush is, you do not Padavka have to make the Kemitza on the north side of the Mizbeach, Elekol Mokom. Jerusalem, Ragli Yisroel, Kosher, Lekemitza. Any place that a regular of Yisroel could walk, that's Kosher Lekemitza. And Rashi says, V'kol Shechein Ezra's Kana Veichel. And Avada, Avada further in the Heichel, that is Kosher for Kemitza. But the main Chiddush is here, that you do not need the Mokom Tzfeino, but even Mokom Shiragli Yisroel is also Kosher. That's the Loshen, Lenitzuch, Ena Lehachsher, Kol Hazar Kula. Because otherwise, Falka died the Chemin Chai would have thought to say, Hoyle vi oyle kodshi kadoshim, or mincha kodish kadoshim. So ma oyle, just like by korban oyle, to nitzof in the shchita, has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach, I would have thought to say, af mincha to nitzof in, who did the mincha also has to be done on the north side. So that's why I need this posse to teach me, the comments mishom, mizimokim shiragli as our endoys, that there's no mokum at Sofon b'shas the kmitza. That's the chiddush. For not lafukei from Reb Leza that says if you make the kmitza in eicha of other it's kosher. Mor says no. Ma lo'ilo shekein kolo. Just from the korban oilo the whole thing is burnt. I would not know mincha. Mincha the whole thing is not burnt. So Mor says mechata. Learn from mechatis. A korban chatis needs to Sofon and the whole thing is not burnt. You could ask ma lechatis shekein mechaperos achai b'krisis. A korban chatis is mechaper and a chet of a chayv krisis. Maybe that's why you bedavka need tzofen. Mashenken and mincha is not mechaper, does not need tzofen without this gzeres kosef. So when it says mi yoshma, learn from a korban oshom. I mali yoshom shekein mini domin. I gefort a korban oshom has as rikas adam. That's why needs tzofen. But not a mincha. Mincha that has no dam, maybe does not need tzofen without the gzeres kosef. And malukulu shekein mini domim. Even if you want to make a mehatzad here, still you cannot learn out mincha, that there's no havimin of a mincha, should bedavka have to be done on the tzofen north side of the mizbeach. There's no zrikas adam by a mincha. So what do we need a pasuk for? Ela the Gemara says like this. Ela itzrich, I need a pasuk like this. Because otherwise, salkot dait lechaminuch, I would have thought to say. Hoyu look, see, since the pasuk says, vehigi shela mizbeach, he should become close to the Mizbeach, and he should make a kmitza, the Pasuk says. So I would have thought to say, Mahagosha bekerem arovah dremis, just like the Hagosha, when you bring the Mincha towards the Mizbeach, you have to bring it towards the Keren marovah dremis, towards the west south corner. I would have thought the same maybe Av Kemitza became a Rovus Remus. Who had in the Kemitza of the Mincha Shibidav could be done in this corner. How do I know that the Kemitza of the Mincha could be done any place? The crane taking the handful out of the Mincha? Kamash Balon, that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk over here. The Komatz Mishom, any place. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanan, Shlomim, Sheshochton Daichok Sherim, if a Korban Shlomim, if the Kayin makes a Shechita inside the Heichel, inside the Kodesh, still it's kosher. Shinam the Pasuk says, V'shochet u'oisai Pesach o'yamayid, that the place is to make it like outside the Pesach of the o'yamayid. If so, it's a Kav HaKayma. V'lo yei tofu chom v'nikr, like Maduch outside, just by the Pesach of the o'yamayid is kosher to make the Shechita of the Korban Shlomim, so for sure it's kosher if you make it inside the Heichel. Avadit should be kosher there. The Rashi says that midutoli hechsher azara lishlamin the pesach hayamayid. That the reason why the whole azara is kosher is because that's considered the pesach hayamayid. So shmamina hayamayid ikur yomayid is ikur. The azara tof the azara is only a tofum. So pshit you can make a shchita inside the azara itself. And this Gemara says meisvei. Rabbi Yechon ben Mesayra says, "Me nine, how do I know? שמקיפו אוהבתי כחובים את כל העזורו שהכאן הם נכנסו לשום ויוכלו לשום קודש הקדושים that even though the goyim were makif went around the Yazoro Rashi says למוחמה ויורים חיצים ויבונם לסטוריס לתריך עזורו even though the goyim are outside like throwing inside stones and arrows inside the Yazoro still it's kosher titia the kodesh kodoshim Talmud, the Pasuk says, Ba'akodesh ha-kodoshim teich lenu, that you eat a ba'akodesh ha-kodoshim. Rashi says, Heichel ha-mashmas, mashmas the Heichel. So in other words, if the goyim are throwing outside in the Azara, in the Beis Hamikdash, throwing the stones, so locher is the kind of right to walk inside the kodesh ha-kodoshim and eat the kodshim there. Because the Pasuk says, Ba'akodesh ha-kodoshim teich lenu. So the question is, Vamai, why do I need a special pasuk for to teach me that it's mutter to eat the basar of karbonis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Name one that say pshita min asvara. V'chotzer oyu moed yachlu. Like, what do I need a pasuk for? If the loch read that you're allowed to eat the basar of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're allowed to eat the basar of the chattis in the yoyu moed, so why don't I say that if you're allowed to eat it inside the chotzer of the yoyu moed yachlu, if so, v'lo yei tofol chomu menikur. Like pshit, you let eat it inside the heichel also. How come I need a pasuk? So here it's mashma. I do not say that Savora. Savora says no. Ochi yashta. What does one have to do with the other? Hosim over there avoid the diodom. So therefore, it's a svar to say that since it's an avoid the diodom, or an avoid that the kohen has to do, he has to make his kmitza. If so, it's a svara. Oivid b'mokem rabo yamrinon lo yeitofu chomem menikar. Like Madvach, he does the Avoida outside in the Azura. Pshita Tesvara, he can do the Avoida, he can make a Kmitza inside Eichel. Since the Odom is doing an Avoida, he's like worshipping, is doing an Avoida, doing a Kmitza, Pshita, he could do it inside. But Achila, over here by eating the Shirayim, eating the Bosar of the Korban, the Enodom Eichel V'mokam Rabbi. Here there's a Tesvara that you're not supposed to eat the V'mokam Rabbi. So maybe in Eichel you're not allowed to eat. Here, lo yei tofu chomim nikra, lo yam rinan. So here I would not say minas suvara, that for sure you could eat the basar of the kodshim in the Azara. So that's where we attack, I need a pasuk. There's no kasha to suvara, we said before by the kemitza, pshita minas suvara, you can make the kemitza inside the hechel. Now the Mishnah says, chatis oif, the avoid if you bring a chatis oif, a bird, hoi sanasis hakeren dremis marovis. Like the Malika used to be done on the corner of the Mizbeach, the southwest side of the Mizbeach. The whole Makom Oisik Shever, really any place in the Azor was kosher to make the Malika for the Chate Saif. El Zoha Yimakoimai, but this was the Makom Nakatchila where you're supposed to make the Malika by a Chate Saif. And we'll see in the Gemara, really, the Pshat is the Azoyis Adam has to be at this corner. So therefore the chetchili is supposed to make the malika there also, because there's not that much dam in the oif. But the diavri made the malika someplace else as kosher, and then you bring it over to the Karen Dremis it's marovis, to make the hazois. Now, ushloisha dvorim hoisa hoisa keren meshameshes milamata, there were three special avoidis that had to be done on the bottom part of the chutzah sikro, on this corner of the mizbeach, the Dremis marovis. Ushloisha milamalo, and there were three special avoidis that were done on the top part from the top here for the Chut HaSikra, the top here for the Mizbeach on this Drei Mishmarovis. Now what were these avoidis? Melamata on the bottom here for this Mizbeach, this corner of the Mizbeach, Chate Saif, we just had that to make the Malika and the Azoyis Adam, the Hagoshois, when you have to bring a Mincha, you have to be Megish, bring the Mincha close towards the Mizbeach, you have to bring it towards the bottom part of the Keren, Drei Mishmarovis. Ushiuri Hadam, leftover dam, the Shrichov, the leftover dam, after he made his Riko, was done on the Dorum side, the Yisoid, on the Dorum side. A Yisoid Remi Bezov Yisoid, on this corner. Milamala, what was done special on the top part of this Karen? Nisuch HaMayim VeHayayin, that's where on Yom Tov of Sukkos, they used to pour the Nisuch HaMayim, and every day by the Korban HaTomid, the Nisuch HaYayin, the wine, used to pour also in this corner on the top of the Keren, and we'll see in the Gemara that there was like a sheath in there, was like pipes going straight down to the bottom of the Karka, And V'yoyla soif, kishirabba b'mizrach. Even though the Yikum Makum, we had to make an Yoyla soif, we had to make the Malika and the Azor, was on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, but it was too crowded there, there are too many Eifers to bring, you were able to come to the corner of the Dremis Maravis. So this corner also was used for an Yoyla soif. Then the Mishnah says that Kol Oilim La Mizbeach, any time to Kanim, would have to do the Avodah to go up to the Mizbeach, Oilim Derech Yimin, they always go up and turn towards the right side. Or Ma'akif, when they go around the Mizbeach, like by Zrikas Adam of the Korban Chatim,